Hey, guys.
Will Durst here with a few words about the New Hampshire primary, which is by now so 2011. It is such old news, you probably read about it in some ancient medium like a newspaper with sepia-toned daguerreotypes. Yes, I'm reminiscing way back to Mitt Romney's New Hampshire romp. And what a righteous romp it was. The grimacing refugee from Madame Tussaud's waxworks beat the rest of the field like a four-year-old with a dime store drum on Christmas morning and is now the first Republican non-incumbent to sweep both the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Ron Paul came in second this time, but poses little or no threat because, well, Ron Paul is Ron Paul. Crazy times three. The rest of the candidates feebly tried to dismiss the former Massachusetts governor's triumph in the Granite State as a "isn't it nice to see the boy next door doing so well" kind of thing, and have set their sights on pitching their Stop Romney fence around South Carolina, the next battlefield, which votes on January 21st. This southern fried Maginot line is the last best chance to jump on the Mittmeister, and everybody's lacing up their steel-toed boots and pounding nails into their soles as we speak. Newt Gingrich picked up $5 million from a single donor. Well, I'm sorry, not Newt himself, but Newt's super PAC, which has absolutely no connection to Newt. None. Whatsoever. At all. But either way, Romney's about to be pummeled with a series of ads, painting him as a vulture capitalist, which are guaranteed to rile him up so bad his talons will be itching like mad. The ads are so vicious that if the Barack Obama re-election campaign possessed an ounce of fair play, they'd chip in a couple of bucks. For the guy who famously said, "I like to fire people," Mr. Bain Capital may be running into an entire state that feels the same way. Then again, probably not. For Cross Currents, I'm Will Durst.